This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. We've talked before on the show about how musicians and DJs all over the world are turning to digital platforms to try to stay connected to the public and fans during the COVID-19 lockdown. Transforming that Facebook Live show into revenue is another matter, though. Some Michigan artists have been hosting a rolling online music festival for the past couple of weeks. We wanted to trace its evolution and how it's been working out. With us today is Chris Good. He's the founder and co-coordinator of the Sing Me Home Festival. He's also a multi-instrumentalist and part of the band Friends with the Weather. Chris, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're also joined by one of the musicians who's performing as part of Sing Me Home, Detroit-based singer-songwriter Audra Kubat. Audra, thanks for being here.
Oh my gosh, April, thank you.
Chris, this time is just devastating in an industry where live music ticket revenue is one of the few durable forms of income for working artists. Maybe this is a dream come true for the deep introverts in the world and people who don't go to clubs for a variety of other reasons. But Chris, weren't you exploring the idea of a virtual music festival before the virus hit?
Actually, we were preparing to announce an in-person festival. We were preparing to launch this new festival. We had been planning and dreaming this idea of bringing a festival to my hometown, actually in Northern Indiana, North Manchester. And we were literally days away from announcing an October in-person festival, right at the early days of March there, where the virus was really taking hold, increasing in intensity. And so, like so many, you know, around the country, around the world, our plans were quickly evolving and changing just as we were needing to respond. And we decided to pull that announcement, to pull that initial launch. And the initial days were, I have to admit, just were really, really depressing and a lot of grief there and letting go of this vision and this idea that we had spent so much time investing in. But then out of that kind of emerged this new opportunity, or almost a responsibility, it felt like, to live into the mission of the festival in a new kind of way, to offer both opportunities for artists to share their work in these very challenging times, like you mentioned, as well as offering music to folks who are home and craving those moments of comfort and inspiration more than ever. So the online festival was not at all on our radar. That definitely evolved quickly in just the early weeks of the virus.
What have you learned about when and how people want live music?
Oh, what a fascinating question. I think it's such a staple for so many folks, both in that authentic, meaningful exchange between artist and audience, as well as just the role music can play for people to be a source of healing, a source of inspiration, of connection, of community. And I think in this time where we're separated from each other, that yearning feels even more potent, more poignant. And I think both for artists and audience alike, these online streaming opportunities have, I think, been surprising for so many of us at just how powerful they have been for finding those moments of connection when we're not having that in our days as much as we normally do.
It's totally crazy that at the same time you were learning how to build a music festival, you're also learning so much about online music. Is there anything you've noticed about whether people's need for live streams corresponds with the usual hours of music performance? I mean, club gigs usually get going around 8 or 9 at night. Is that when people want to listen to live streams as well?
Learning so much. Yeah, I think we all are in this steep learning curve of this new reality. And so I think one of the cornerstone kind of principles of the Sing Me Home Festival is trying to be accessible, trying to be an intergenerational festival that engages the youth to the elders. And so we've tried to be creative and provide, you know, different opportunities of different times, different artists for folks to engage with, whether it's a midday family concert or whether it's an evening singer-songwriter slot.
There's everything from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. and later.
Correct. Yep.
I wanted to ask, Audra, how many times have you performed online since the lockdown began?
Oh, my gosh. Definitely a handful of times, probably like maybe 10 or 15 times. A few of those were scheduled, and reactions, you know, to losing gigs that were scheduled. So we sort of went live instead of events that some of us had planned or that I was a part of. And sometimes it's just been like, you know, 11 in the morning and I feel like I want to share. I've even kind of erased them right away, like done some live and then just not shared them out. So like whoever was watching at the time, that's been kind of interesting to do. But there's still something really powerful about doing it and connecting. And what I wanted to sort of share also along, you know, with what Chris is saying that you're saying is this opportunity to connect almost, it's been for me at least, almost more intimate than some of my live performances out at clubs and bars and such, where like I'm here just alone, like sitting in my room and the person that's listening is either, you know, maybe they're with their family, but they're just kind of there. But then suddenly we're all together when you see sort of the stream of people sending hearts and thumbs and commenting, you're like, there's a interesting feeling about going live. It does feel like there's an anxiety that I get and an excitement. And I really do feel that sort of tickle in my belly, like, oh, I'm doing this. It's been really powerful.
Was there a learning curve to making streamed performances sound good? Chris, could you maybe answer first?
Yeah, absolutely. I think like so many of us who are stretching and learning kind of new platforms and new ways of delivering, you know, what has been just what we do in our trades. I think, some big learning curves talking, you know, and this is such a moment for the community to step up and have that kind of shared wisdom. A lot of different artists who have a little bit more of that tech savvy have been very generous in supporting those of the rest of us who have less of that expertise. And so it's been a real collaborative effort, it feels like, where people are there to support each other. And that's definitely something that we're trying to provide.
Audra, what about you? What would you say you've learned about making the performances online sound as the best they can?
Simple is better. If you are, you know, if you play an acoustic instrument and you sing, it seems to have been a little bit easier to just, yeah, go simple, just go through the phone. The phone usually has like sort of the best mic for just that. It gets more complicated if you're, you know, playing, you like a lot of reverb on your voice or you're like kind of playing an electric instrument. Yeah, simple. It's definitely been a learning curve. I've done sort of the private Facebook page where, you know, me and my friends kind of like practice and watch each other. And I would say, what's interesting is there's been a leveling, I think. You know, I've seen people like John Legend go live for his first time and he's like, hey, is this thing on? Like, how do we do this? You know, like there's been this really cool sort of leveling. Like, so there's artists like at all different sort of levels, like struggling with the same thing. And I think that that is kind of an interesting side effect. It's like, I think that it's less important about the sound right now than it is about the intention and about the delivery and about the heart of it.
Yeah, that leveling concept that Audra lifted up is fascinating. And I feel like there's just such a spirit of in this togetherness right now, you know, where I feel like both the artist and the audience is just really engaging in a collaborative spirit, you know, even from our separate homes. And I feel like that's something that is really beautiful about this moment, you know, for everybody digging into just what it means to be a part of a broader community in this time.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Chris Good. He's the co-coordinator and founder of the Sing Me Home online music festival. He's also part of the band Friends with the Weather. And we're also speaking with Detroit singer-songwriter Audra Kubat. Audra, in the middle of all this, you have a recent album, The Silver and the Salve, and you recently released a video of a song called Oh Mother.
Oh Mother of Light, Mother of Days, you wait for the words that we promised to say.
The song is about the climate crisis. It's a celebration of this beautiful planet. And then there's also kind of warnings in there and ideas, you know, of ways to to take care of her. And yeah, during this time, my partner is a filmmaker, and he'd been working on a project that actually was going to be at the Freep Film Festival. And because it all got shut down, like, he had sort of suddenly all this time too, as we all do. And we were like, we should do something. We should finish this video. And we had time. That's when it's been really interesting to have no obligations. It's been a long time, and I feel very privileged to that. You know, I guess I've lived as an artist for a long time, so I've lived on very little. So somehow this time it has been for me a time of having some space.
I'll fight with my songs and my words if I must, to tear down the fences and take down the flags. We'll undraw the lines that divide us in half. Oh, mother of freedom, mother of hope.
I reflected change that I was going through sort of along with her. Like, I kind of, my character, I feel like in the piece, becomes a stand-in for her in some way too, of like, you know, using like changing my outside appearance to show like the fierceness that was sort of building inside of me about her, and reflecting her sort of being angry in a way, and wanting to kind of shake people off her shoulders.
Oh, mother of oceans, mother of grace, oh, please won't you tell me that it's not too late. Your bodies of water soon won't run clear, and the men on the hill, they just don't seem to care. And I trust in the world you have given to us. I will fight with my heart and my mind if I must. And I'll gather the people, we'll march to the drum. We'll stand in their way till they lay down their guns.
Chris, is there a song that you've been playing more often, or just that's been on your mind a bit more lately?
You know, a song that I keep coming back to, actually was a song that was written for and with my daughter when she was just a newborn, On the Other Side, from Friends with the Weathers album. Kind of speaks to resilience, to encouragement, to finding the lightness within the darkness. The chorus, rock me, roll me, as the days and nights go by together, side by side. It was a song that I wrote literally rocking her to sleep every night when she was struggling to fall asleep. And it has a real upbeat, soulful vibe to it in the midst of what was, you know, excruciating in the moment sometimes, you know, that mantra or that message of just, we're in this together and we're going to make our way through. We don't know what that will look like on the other side, but we're in this. We're in this together, and we'll be here for each other.
Like the life that arises from the ashes, ain't no dream. Like the dream that finally breaks free. So rock me, roll me, as the days and hours go by, together side by side, and let me rock you, roll you. We're gonna make it through the night.
That for me, you know, that just feels really good to lean into that kind of energy and that kind of message right now. There's just so much uncertainty, so much fear that's just ready to just sink into that, and you could get lost in that. And for me, I just am really looking for those tethers. And this festival has been that for me, those tethers that just keep me engaged with creativity, with resilience, with ways that people are finding this moment as an opportunity to express their core values in a different kind of way.
Audra, you live in Detroit. How have you observed the impact of COVID-19 from where you are?
It's been, I feel there's been a lot of uncertainty for sure. I'm sure everybody's feeling that. I know we've been hit really hard. You know, Detroit's always been like such a friendly place, I feel like. You know, the people that sort of historically have been not celebrated are like on the front lines right now. And I think it's this is such an important lesson and opportunity right now to be heeded and learned that each person is valuable, you know, that the people that do these really hard jobs and don't get paid well enough for it are keeping Detroit going. They're keeping our country going. When you look at people working at home that are actually being as productive as they are at work, you say, well, this could really cut CO2 emissions, you know, if we had continued. There's just so many great opportunities, I think, that can come from what's happened. And there's obviously a lot of sadness and pain and fear. But I think there's a lot of hope.
Yes. Performances for the festival are free. I noticed that Facebook says it might start allowing artists to charge for accessing live streamed shows. I was curious about what you think of the idea. Is it to the point where there needs to be a little bit more grist to help artists survive and be able to provide this? Or do you think it's better to keep things open access?
I think that's really up to the artists and the community. It's such a unique time of need for so many folks. And I know so many people are stretched. Our festival, actually, we had a $10,000 seed money investment from our partners at the Manchester Church of the Brethren that we decided, you know, that seed money that was set aside to invest in booking talent and starting our launch for this in-person festival in October, we've decided just to invest the entirety of that into providing this online experience in the short term with not knowing what the future holds. And we do have singmehome.org is allowing people to chip in at whatever level they want to continue the programming as we hope to build towards that festival at some point. But we're offering this all for free. That felt good for us. And we had that bit of seed money to make this an experience where we were valuing and giving guarantees to all the artists, as well as providing that for the community. I think a lot of artists are having actually some decent traction, just inviting folks to you know, either a PayPal or Venmo to them directly through their live streams. And I think that's wonderful for artist communities to show up for them in that moment. As far as charging, you know, money, I am always an advocate for people to value music. I think it's just really complicated and tricky right now, as so many people are in need. So we made that decision to offer it for free and give and invite people to invest in the future success and ongoing programming if they chose.
Chris Good is founder and co-coordinator of the Sing Me Home Festival. We've also been speaking with Detroit singer-songwriter Audra Kubat. She's going to be performing as part of the festival Thursday, May 7th. Guys, thank you so much for everything you're doing right now, and good luck with the rest of the fest.
Thank you.
April.